This year's Dublin Dance Festival, like many other festivals, has moved completely online, and it'll be there from this Friday, the 29th of May, through until the 7th of June, featuring a tailored selection of films, parties, discussions and workshops over those 10 days. A new experience will be launched on dublindancefestival.ie each day, and all of the activities involved are free. Joining me now, composer Michael Gallen and dancer and choreographer Catherine Young, who are part of this year's Dublin Dance Festival. Michael, I'll start with you. How did you become involved with the festival this year? Initially, you weren't to be involved, but it was when it all fell online that you were called on.
Yeah, Sean. Well, I suppose I've been involved with the festival a couple of other years with some dance productions and have gotten to know the festival through that. So this year, when they had to move their operation online, they got in contact with me about maybe either licensing or composing some new music that would be a suite that would accompany people's movements in their everyday lives.
And you were asked, I think, specifically to think of the current situation. And all of us, if you look out the window and if you go out the door, you will notice the number of people that are out on a daily walk. You took that very common movement as one of the starting points, one of the inspirations for the piece, Michael.
Yeah, I think in our conversations about what would be most fitting, we thought that it would be nice to make people aware of the movement of their own bodies. I know from my point of view, you know, you're in these days, you're kind of fighting against the feeling of stasis or lethargy. And so just that daily walk, the way that it can open your mind and lift you out of whatever, you know, rut you feel that you're in at the moment, and also to become more aware of your own body and, you know, how your body moves through space and then the movements in the world around you. So what I've tried to do in these three pieces is to have people reflect on the different paces of movement in their everyday, basically, in their day-to-day walks or in their walks around their house, and then kind of the different movements, both sonic and physical, in the world around them.
Yeah, because you've three different movements that I have come across at any rate: dawn, day and dusk. Do you think there's a very different rhythm to the type of walking that is involved at those three different times?
Not so much the rhythm of the walking, but I find that the rhythm of the day, like I suppose the same as everybody else because I've had so much more time to observe the passing of the day. I've noticed that there are different qualities of movement in different times of the day. So I'm kind of lucky to be living near to a park, and I'm woken by the dawn chorus. Kind of sometimes I don't appreciate it very much, you know, and so that's the first movement that I become aware of in the day, is sometimes a sonic movement, you know, where you have lots of different kind of a cacophony of sound that sometimes is perceptible and sometimes just appears as a cloud. And then as I go through the day, I always find in the afternoon there's a moment where I really need to get out. And the second piece is more about that kind of lift that you get when you just propel your body forward through space.
Yeah, and then the last, go ahead.
And then the last piece, I suppose, is more to do with in a moment of darkness, or as kind of darkness encroaches, you know, the idea that there are hidden movements that we're not really aware of.
Yeah, and hence the dawn, day, dusk tripartite suite, if you like. I want to go to the middle one and ask you about the poetry of Patrick Kavanagh that you've used within this. It's a poem, Beyond the Headlines. Was there something specific in the poem that caught your ear, or what was it, Michael?
Well, I suppose it's a poem that Kavanagh wrote during the Second World War, and he's out on a walk at the time and he sees some wild geese flying over his head, and thinks about how this movement of the geese, even though it seems so delicate, will outlast the bomber planes and the fighter planes. And he kind of has this meditation on how the small movements of the everyday will outlast the kind of great, chaotic sort of movements, you know, of great events or of grand events. And so I suppose that was something that really resonated with me, you know, in a time like this when it feels like there are these great waves that are beyond our control, that to think of the power that there is in the everyday.
Well, let's listen to a little piece of that movement called Day from the Suite. And within this, we'll hear that poem, Beyond the Headlines, the Patrick Kavanagh poem, read by John McArdle.
Then I saw the wild geese flying in fair formation to the basis energy core. Would I wear the wings of war? will see in the end who best battled.
And the voice of John McCardle you heard there reading the poetry of Patrick Kavanagh, and that's one of Michael Gallen's pieces for this year's Dublin Dance Festival, a festival that, is, like many others, as I said, has had to move totally online. Well, also with us on the phone this evening to talk about how she has reacted to this online aspect of things is the dancer and choreographer Catherine Young. Catherine, in fact, you were planning to premiere a new performance called Floating on a Dead Sea. And I presume at that point you were planning for a fully staged version of this in a live theatre. How far were you down the road of devising that piece when the shutdown happened?
We had about 3 weeks of rehearsals done in January. We had a first block and we had a research week in October before myself and filmmaker Luke Trefley went to Palestine. So we had kind of begun work, but we had another 5 weeks of rehearsal to go through in March and April when the lockdown happened. So the piece never got made. Mm. So it's still in its infancy.
And you were mentioning a visit to Palestine there. You went to Palestine in 2017, and that's a direct inspiration for this piece, is it?
Yeah, we took a piece, Welcoming the Stranger, there and worked with a Palestinian dance company. And I think the experience of anybody that goes to Palestine, it changes everything. So when it came back, it's been hard to forget the experience and hard to unknow what you know having been there. The incredible warmth of the people and the experiencing of the occupation. So it's kind of sat with me, and I haven't been able to I guess ignore it. So I kind of finally decided to try and attempt to make a work about it. So it came from that direct experience, and we went back last year to meet more people, to hear more stories and to see a little bit more, and also to shoot some film footage out there to help fuel the work.
And part of your performance for the dance festival, Catherine, will be a panel discussion, an online panel discussion, where you're talking about creativity in confinement. Did the experience in Palestine, has that led directly into this, your thoughts around that discussion?
Yeah, once the lockdown happened, I kind of had to take a step back, because making the work now, I knew I had to make it with a different lens, because suddenly everybody has the experience of being on lockdown, which up to now maybe only Palestinians really experienced. And in the panel, we invited Amir Sabra, a Palestinian choreographer, to talk about creating work in restriction, which is what Palestinians have had to do, you know, since forever. And for them, COVID is only a tiny thing. The restrictions they face are so much larger. So I guess there is a little, I think, in making the piece now, people have some experience of what they experience, but on a tinier scale, it's kind of even hard to compare. But I think there's a frame now for watching the piece that people wouldn't have had before COVID.
I was speaking to Fergus Shiel earlier on about singers and, you know, how the singers have to keep the voice in shape. Well, even more so in the case of a dancer, you have to physically work your body on a daily basis, or it's very difficult to stay in a situation that you could dance in any professional capacity at all. How difficult has that been when you can't attend class with others, when you're, for the most part, doing this by yourself or possibly sharing with others online?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of classes have moved online. In chatting to some of the dancers in the work, they're taking daily class online. You know, it's hard because we connect through the body and the physicality, and it's nice to be in class with people. But I think a lot of people have had to just, you know, get with the program like everybody else has and move their physical practice to their bedrooms. I mean, for myself, I'm out, you know, trying to train, doing yoga and swimming and that. But I think you have to keep the practice together. It was lovely, you know, meeting yesterday and talking and sharing kind of what we're all doing to stay connected. But during the lockdown, I've been working on the film aspect with Luca Trofarelli. So I've kind of focused on that aspect more than the physical practice, because finally we have all this time to get through all the footage that we filmed, which is great to have that time to work on it.
Yeah, a little bit of isolation sometimes isn't a bad thing. I wonder what it's like for you, Michael Gallen, as a composer. The presumption is, and I've heard this from writers, you know, the presumption is that writing is a solitary activity, therefore lockdown wouldn't be that much of a sacrifice. And my presumption would be that composition is a fairly solitary activity, at least in the initial stages. How difficult has it been, or otherwise, for you being in a lockdown situation, Michael?
I think at the beginning of the lockdown, I felt the same, that, well, you know, my day-to-day life won't change all that much because most of my work happens in solitude anyway. But I suppose that doesn't take into account the huge existential sort of change of, you know, in terms of the prospect of, you know, being able to put work on and that kind of thing. So I find that I've now developed into a rhythm where I'm kind of, you know, working well again and really just connecting with music on a day-to-day basis, trying to divorce it from, you know, from projects, because I suppose there's just so much uncertainty about what projects will go ahead and which what projects won't. So I'm finding them just digging back into music itself and, you know, enjoying composing as a sort of a daily offering.
So you've no sense of working into a vacuum. You're quite happy to say, no, I'll compose this piece of music. It will find its home if and when the time comes for it to find a home.
Well, I think so. Any more than Fergus was saying before, I think that it's very important to feel that there will be a home for music, whatever that is. And I think that it's lovely to feel on the other end that there are ears out there that need new music. But I do find that it's helpful just to think of a couple of hours of making music as a good thing to do with your day, in the same way that a lot of people think of baking bread as being a good thing or whatever, doing a bit of gardening. And so I found that that's sort of lifted me back into it again.
More difficult for a performing artist as opposed to the composer in that situation, Catherine. You really do need others around you to keep your practice alive and well.
Yeah, you do. I think even in making the work, you know, now we're looking at, can there be other options of presenting the work? I mean, the live performance is, of course, what we do and what we want to get back doing. But, you know, but if theatres don't open back up, or if social distancing kind of prohibits that, it's kind of forcing me to look at, you know, other ways of presenting the work, or at least having a plan B in mind. I mean, fortunately, we have the film aspect, which does help. But yeah, I think nothing beats the live aspect. So I think there is that the longing for us all to get back in the room and well, physically together as well.
Yeah, hopefully that will come sooner rather than later. That's Michael Gallen and Catherine Young there. Michael's compositions will go live from Sunday the 31st of May, ready to accompany possibly you on your daily walk. And Catherine's panel discussion, Creating in Confinement, will be available from Wednesday, June the 3rd. And you'll find out all of the details on DublinDanceFestival.ie. But that is our lot for this evening.